The seventh parak starts out with three mishnayos to teach us how the korban pesach was roasted. Mishnah of ketzad tolin es haPesach. How do we roast the korban pesach? Mivin shpuch shel rimon. We would bring a piece of a tree, a branch of a tree, of a pomegranate tree, tochfa mitoch piv ad beis nekuvasa, and it would be inserted through the mouth of the korban pesach, through the animal, into its bottom end, and where it would come out. Venosin es kraav es bnei me'av lesocha, and they would insert the bottom of the legs that were removed, and also the internal organs that have been removed, into the korban pesach, into the carcass, in order for it to be cooked. Divi Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Kamin bishul huzeh, if you're inserting those organs inside the animal, they are being cooked inside the animal, and they are not being tzli, they're not being roasted over the fire. Ela tolan chutzala. What you have to do, those parts that have been removed, simply insert them onto this, to the wood spit that you are cooking on, and click, make sure that they are cooked directly over the fire, but not from within the animal. Mishnah Beis teaches us that it's a requirement not only tzli to roast the korban pesach, but it has to be cooked, it has to be roasted eish, tzli eish, it has to be roasted from the fire itself, and not indirectly, as we'll see. Ein solin es haPesach lo al hashpud. You're not permitted to insert into the korban pesach a metal rod, to use that in place of the wood branch, because then that metal heats up and it cooks the animal from the inside. That's not tzliyesh. That is not roasting on the fire. That may be roasting from the inside because of the metal that conducts the heat. V'lo ala askal. And also don't cook it with a metal grill. Same problem. Amar Rebbe Tzadok. Ma'aseh Rebbe Gamliel. Shamar l'tevi avdo. Rebbe Gamliel told his servant Tevi, Tzeyu tzlei lanu es haPesach ala askala. You can go and you can cook it on the metal grill, as long as the metal grill, the spokes of the metal grill are far apart and the fire comes up between them, and the fire directly cooks the korban pesach, and the korban pesach doesn't touch the metal. Naga becharso shaltan, or along the similar veins, what happens? The oven is an earthenware oven that the korban pesach is being cooked, roasted inside of, and it's on top of a flame that's on the bottom of the earthenware oven. How about if your korban pesach touches the side of the earthenware oven? So now it's being heated and cooked from the earthenware oven and not over the fire. So naga b'charso shaltan, or if the korban pesach touched the side, the cheres earthenware of the oven, yiklov et mekomo, you actually have to remove that meat that touched the side of the oven. It has to be burned, can't be eaten. Nataf miratvo ala cheres v'chazar alaf. If some of the juice went from the korban pesach and it hit the side of the oven and it bounced back to the korban pesach, so the korban pesach is being cooked not directly from the fire, but from the heat from the wall of the oven, yitol et mekomo, again, you have to remove that meat, and then it has to be burnt. It's not effective. It's not valid as a korban pesach, that part of the meat. Not of merat v'ala solas. If you have some juice from the korban pesach, and there was also some solas, some flour that was in the oven at the same time, and now we have that juice of the korban pesach that's being cooked by that heated flour, yikmot as mekoma, you have to take off a kamitza, a handful of the solas of the flour where that juice went, because that juice was cooked from the heat of the flour and not from the heat of the fire itself. Mishnah Gimel, when you came to preparing your korban pesach, sacha b'shemen truma, if they basted it with the shemen, with oil of truma, that's okay. That's not considered water, that you're cooking the korban pesach. That is fruit juice, that is oil, so that would be acceptable, putting a little bit on. Im chaburas kohanim yochelu, but because it's truma, it has to be that if it's a group of kohanim that partner together on that korban, they can eat it because it's shemen, it's oil from truma. But im yisrael, if they're yisraelim, they're not allowed to eat the truma. Im chayhu, if that animal has not been cooked yet, yidichenu, you can simply wash off the shemen truma. Im tzal, if it's already been cooked, so it's absorbent, yiklov et achitz, and you actually have to remove the outer meat because Yisraelim cannot eat truma. Sachu b'shemen samayisho seni, if they now basted it not with the shemen of truma, but with the oil of maisho seni, produce that has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, lo yesenu damim al b'nei achabur, the person that contributed that oil cannot charge back his partners on that korban pesach, shein podi maisho seni b'Yerushalayim, because we don't literally redeem maisho seni. Maisho seni produce has to be redeemed or sold outside of Yerushalayim, and the money is brought to Yerushalayim and spent on produce, but you cannot sell Maaser Sheni or redeem Maaser Sheni produce in Yerushalayim itself. We don't do financial transactions on Maaser Sheni, so he cannot charge the partners for the oil that he administered that was made from Maaser Sheni. Mishnah Dalet. We're going to go back to Tuma and Tahara as it relates to Korban Pesach. Hamisha Dvarim Baim Betuma Ve'ena Nechalim Betuma. If the majority of the people of Klal Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash are Tmeim, typically we cannot bring Korbanos out of Tuma, but if the majority of people are, or the Kohanim are Tmeim, or the Klei Sharis are Tmeim, we can still bring Korbanos. So the Mishnah says that there are five things that have two components. One component is that they have an offering that was not eaten, and the other component is that it is eaten from the same korban. So when we have these five that we're about to list, we do not eat the component that would otherwise be eaten because we are bringing these korbanos betuma when the people of Klal Yisrael is betuma or the kohanim or betuna haomer, the korban haomer, or shtei alechem. V'lechem apanim, I are switching out the lechem apanim every Shabbos. Zichei shalmei tzibur on Shavuos, when the shalmei tzibur was brought, u'si'irei Rosh Chodesh, the seer that was brought on Rosh Chodesh. For all of those, if the majority of people and the base of Mikdash are Tmeim, or the Kohanim are Tmeim, we can still bring those Kohanim, those Korbanos, they are valid, but the portion that otherwise would have been eaten is not eaten. The reverse applies to the Korban Pesach. HaPesach Sheba Bituma, when we bring the Korban Pesach Bituma, it is eaten. Nechal Bituma, because the main reason that we have the Korban Pesach shlobal mitchila so el alachila, the whole reason for the Korban Pesach is to eat it. So even though it's brought bituma, it would be eaten, unlike the five others. Mishnah hey, nitma habasar v'chelev kayam. We went through the process of the Korban Pesach, and then after all, the basar, the meat became tameh, but the innards that we would put on the mizbeach has not become tameh. In that case, it happened before the Zrika Sadam, Eino Zorek Sadam. We cannot do the Zrika on the Dam. A Korban Pesach, that the meat is Tameh, is no longer valid. If we don't have the meat that can be eaten, we do not do the Zrika Sadam at that point. However, if the reverse happened, Nitma HaChelev, it's once the Korban Pesach was brought and we did the removal of the Chelev, etc., and it's the Chelev became Tameh, and we would have put the Chelev on the Mizbeach, V'habasar Kayim, but the meat has not become Tameh, then Zorek at Adam, we can still do the Zrika because we have the main part of the Korban that has not become Tameh, that is the meat that will be eaten, and the meat can be eaten. Uvamukdashin and Ochen other Korbanos, we see the reverse. Ela af al pishin nit mahabasar, even if the meat had become Tameh, but the main part of other Korbanos is not the meat that would be eaten, but the chelev kayam, but the chelev, the sacrificial organs have not become tameim. They are tahorim. So even though the meat became tamei, that's not important. Zorek adam, we would still do the zrika. So we see it's the reverse of other types of korbanos. Now we're going to continue Mishnah Vav with what does that mean? Nitma kala rubo. The situation is the kahal that's in the base of Mikdash, they are tameim, or the rov of them, or the majority of them. Osha hayu akohanim tameim vakal torim, or the kohanim are tameim and the kahal are torim. In any of those situations, the Esa Betuma, we would bring these Korbanos Tzibur that have a deadline, they have a set time they have to be brought, we would bring them Betuma. Nimtma Miuta Kal, however, if it's only a minority of the Kal that is Tmeim, the majority, in other words, in the Beis HaMikdash, are Tahorim, Hatorim Oslim at Arishon, the Tahorim will do the Korban Pesach at its proper time, bringing it on the 14th of Nisan, V'hatmeim Osin Es HaSheni, and the Tmeim, because it's a minority of people are Tmeim, they would bring the Korban Pesach Sheni 30 days later. Mishnah Zayin, a Pesach Shenizer Akdama, we have a Korban Pesach that they did the Zrika, everything went well, they did the Shechita, they did the Holacha, they did the Kabbalah, then the Holacha, then they did the Zrika, everything is looking great, V'acharkach Nodeshu Tameh, and afterward they found out that the Korban itself had become Tameh. Nonetheless, because they already did the Zrika, Hatzitz Maratza, the Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, will ensure that that Korban is accepted. Nitma Haguf, however, if the problem is not something intrinsic, internal to the Korban itself, that the Korban became Tameh, but the person, the owner of that Korban, the Baal of that Korban became Tameh, the Korban did not become Tameh, in that situation, even though they only found out after the Zrika Sadam, Eina Tzitz Maratza, the Tzitz does not help to make that a valid Korban, because Chazal told us Hanazivo says Pesach Hanazir is bringing his korbanos, and somebody is bringing the korban Pesach Hatzitz Maratz Al Tumas Adam. The tzitz will only help once the zrik of the dam is done. When they find out afterwards that there was a problem, that was a tumor problem with the dam, then the tzitz is Maratz Avena, but tzitz Maratz Al Tumas Aguf. But the tzitz does not help when they find out after the zrika that the baal, the owner of the korban himself, was tamai. That is not going to be a valid korban. However, there's an exception exception that even in a certain situation, when they find out that the owner of the korban became tamei, it wasn't the tumah in the korban, but the person bringing the korban, nitmat tumah satahom, if the person became tamei with the tumah satahom, which was a type of tumah that there's no way you can know about it, the tumah of the depths, it was under the ground, how would I know that I became tamei in that situation? And they found out afterward, after they did this rika, that the person himself was tamei in that limited situation, atzitz maratza, the tzitz will ensure that that is a valid korban. Mishnah Ches, Nitma Shalem or Rubo. What happens if the majority of the Korban Pesach or all of the Korban Pesach became Tamei or the majority of it? What do you do? Sorfin Oso Lifnei Habira Me'atzeim Hamaracha. The Korban Pesach has to be burned in the area that it could be eaten. In other words, in the Ir Hatika, in the old city, in the city, which was only Yerushalayim. That's Yerushalayim. It has to be burnt in Yerushalayim. And because the person was likely negligent, how did your entire Korban Pesach, or the majority of it, become Tamei, they forced him to burn it, Lifnei Habira, which is someplace on Har Habayis, to embarrass him, to send him the message that you had to be more careful about not making your Korban Pesach Tamei. Nonetheless, Ma'atzei Maharacha, they would give him the Atzei Maharacha, the wood that was valid to be used on the Mizbeach, in order to burn it. Nitma Miuto, however, if only a small amount of his of the meat of the Korban Pesach became Tamei, Vanosar, and meat that was left over from the Lela Seder, they weren't able to finish the Korban Pesach, that's a lav. Nonetheless, Sorfin Osa B'chatzroseim, they can burn it in their chats or in their courtyards, or Al Gagoseim, or on their roofs, Me'atzei Atzman, from their own wood. They weren't negligent, in other words, so we don't force them to burn it in public at the Beis HaMikdash. Hatzai Kanim, nonetheless, those who are stingy, Sorfin Osa Lifnei Habira, we let them, even though it's just a small amount of their Korban Pesach that became Tamei, so otherwise they could burn it wherever they want to, but they were cheap, they were stingy, they wouldn't want to spend their money on their own wood. Let them come and burn it on Har HaBayis, Bishul Lehenos Me'atzei Maharacha, so they can use the wood from the Maharacha, from the Beis HaMikdash, and in other words, we want to make sure that they burn the meat that has become Tamei, so we don't want their stinginess to get in the way of their actually doing the mitzvah, so come, you don't have to pay for the wood, come and use the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Tes, what happens when the Korban Pesach becomes Tamei or otherwise becomes invalid on Erev Pesach, HaPesach Sheyatza, either the Pesach that went outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, that makes the Korban Pesach invalid, or Shenit War became Tamei, this happened on Erev Pesach, Yisarev Miyan, you should burn it immediately on Erev Pesach before Yontif starts. However, on the other hand, Nitmu Abalim, if the Korban Pesach was invalid because the Balim of the Korban became Tameim, or Shemesu, or they passed away, that's also a reason that it would be an invalid because there's no owner of that Korban Pesach. In that situation, because the psul is not internal to the Korban Pesach, it's external, we have to wait two bar tzura. So wait until literally the Korban changes face, it starts, you have to wait on it, b'sar, b'shisha asar, and wait until it becomes a nosar. So it becomes a nosar overnight. If it wasn't because it can't be eaten at the Leil HaSeder, there's no one to eat it. The Baalim became Tameim where they passed away, and you cannot burn it on Yontif the first day, so you have to wait till the 16th of Nisan, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, and then it's burned. Rabbi Yochanan ben Morocco Omer, Af ze yisarav miyad, even if the psul was external, in other words, that the Baalim became Tameim or that they passed away, so it's an invalid korban, you said it's external. To me, because there's no one who can eat it, that's an internal problem with the korban, and it can be burned immediately also Erev Pesach, just like if the korban itself was outside of the mechitzah or became tamei itself. Mishnah Yud Ha'atzamos, if we have bones that have marrow, v'hagidim, and certain types of sinews, v'hanosar, and as we mentioned, the meat that is left over, yisarfa b'shishasar, all of those have to be burnt on the 16th, the first day of Chol HaMoed, chal shishasar lios b'shabbos, if the 16th, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed, fell on Shabbos, so we can't burn any of these things on Shabbos, yisrufu b'shivasar, we burn it on the 17th, in other words, the second day of Chol HaMoed, l'fi she'en andochin lo'as ha'shabbos, lo'as ha'yomta, because the burning of any of these items isn't Doche Shabbos Yontif. We have to wait till the first day after either Yontif or Shabbos. Mishnah Yudalev, Kol HaNechal B'Shor HaGadol. Now we're defining what is appropriate, what is considered meat when people come and partner together in a Korban Pesach. They have to eat a kazayis of meat or what's considered meat. So something that can be eaten when an animal grows up, in other words, a big ox, something that may have been soft originally on a small Korban Pesach becomes hard and inedible, you cannot be Yotze even when the Korban Pesach is small if it can't be eaten when that animal matures and those areas of the body become hard, they may become bone, etc. So it's edible when it's a larger animal, you can eat it for the Korban Pesach and Yotze the Kazayas of eating meat. Varasha knafayim basach suchim, these are different types of cartilage, that because even when the animal is older, if you cook it for quite a while, it becomes edible. Accordingly, that would be edible areas also on the Korban Pesach. Hashover esa etzem bepesach, the isra, the lab, of breaking a bone of the Korban Pesach, if it has a kazayas of meat on it, or if it has marrow on it, applies only bepesach hator, and only applies if that Korban Pesach is tar, not if it's tame. And if somebody does break the bone, he's o violates lav etzem lotish ruvo, hareis loke arbaim, gets malchus for that. However, aval hamosir batar, anyone who leaves over, that's nosar, the meat of the Korban Pesach, until the morning of Yontif, he didn't finish the Korban Pesach at night, vahashover, who somebody who breaks a bone from batame of a Korban Pesach that was tame, Eino loke asarbaim, does not receive lashes for that, violated an iser, but there are no lashes for it. Mishnah Yudbeis, Eiver Shiatsa Miksasa, we said in a prior Mishnah that if the entire Korban Pesach went outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, it's invalid. How about if part of the Eiver went out, part of a limb went outside, so Eiver Shiatsa Miksasa, part of the limb, Chotech HaChamagil, that's when you actually have to cut the meat down to the area where the bone is, but you're not allowed to cut through the bone because of the prohibition of breaking the bones. The kolef ad shemagil aperek, and what you would do is you would peel off the meat that did not go out, and then the chotach, and then once removing the meat that was valid and can be eaten, you would then cut between the bones at the joint, and then you would have to burn the meat that became invalid, and you'd also have to burn the bone if it did have marrow there. The mukdashi, when it comes to other korbanos that went out of their area, you would not have to do this surgery of deciding what was valid and invalid, what went out and what did not. You can simply kotas bakovic, you can cut through the bone with a cleaver, with whatever went out is invalid and has to be burned. She'ain bo mishum shviya sa'esem, those no is or doraisa of breaking bones and other korbanas, that only applies to the Korban Pesach. Now we're going to say, so what does that mean, that if something went out of Yerushalayim, the mechitz of Yerushalayim, min hagaf lifnim kelifnim, the doorpost, if you're inside the doorway, assuming the door is closed, so you're in the area inward of the doorway, that's considered inside Yerushalayim, min hagaf lachutz kelachutz, if you're outside the area of the doorway, assuming the doorway is closed, that is considered outside of Yerushalayim, and the korban or part of the limb that went out, that would be invalid. Hachalanos, the area of somebody's eating their Korban Pesach in the window area, somebody is, that's the thickness of the wall, somebody is sitting on top of the wall, kilifnim, those areas are considered inside Yerushalayim, and a Korban that went to those areas, a Korban Pesach would still be valid. Mishnah Yud Gimel, we're talking about a group that had a Korban Pesach together, but they decided, let's divide up separately. So we have shtei chaburos shayu ochlas b'bayezachar, we have two chaburos, two groups, A and B, they're eating in the same house, but they are part of the same korban. But nonetheless, people in A cannot eat at with B's team, and B cannot eat with A. They've been divided up already. They actually have to turn away from each other to make it clear that they're not eating together. So A turns their way and doesn't turn towards B. And the people eating with B, the team of B, do not do the same. They can't be pointing towards A. They have to eat together. And they would have the water container, the kettle that they would use for their water, they would have it in between them. We have a problem, the waiter, he is eating with A or B, but he has to serve both of them. So what he would do, let's assume he's eating with A, when he would go and serve people with B, he's pouring them their one, kofetz, as he closes his mouth to make it clear he's not eating with B, and he would turn his head towards A, indicating that he's part of group A, so until he would come back and sit with his chabur, he would sit back down with the people in A, va'ochal, and only eat with A. The exception to the rule is v'hakal, if we have a new bride, she's embarrassed to eat in public, everyone is looking at her as the new bride, so she would be permitted, she doesn't have to turn towards her group, she can turn to the side, even though it would give off the appearance, maybe she's not with them, but to address her not being embarrassed, we want to make her feel more comfortable, she's permitted to turn aside and to eat that way.